This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here's WSMI's Dave Jenkins, and we welcome Coach Rentz.
Coach Pat Rentz
from the Litchfield Purple Panthers. This is his first trip out here.
First trip. This is where the magic happens, huh?
I can tell you're really unimpressed, Pat. That's all right. No, we were glad to have you out here, man.
I'm glad to be here.
So it's we are going to talk a little football, obviously.
Yeah.
And coming up in a little bit, we hope to get Coach Aaron Duff on the line. So we got the Duffy and Rentz show, Duffy and Pat show. It sounds like a sitcom for
Duffy
ABC.
And yeah.
Duffy and Pat, you know.
Hold on tight.
Yeah. Thursday nights.
Yeah.
One of these days, we'll probably get you two in studio together. That was the plan today, but Duffy had something else come up that he was out of town. I think you said he was in Peoria, so.
Yep. Yeah. We'll get him on the phone.
Yeah, we'll do that. So, hey, man, it's less than 3 weeks away from football.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's an exciting time of year.
It is an exciting time of year. And the IHSA, of course, has readjusted some of the scheduling as far as the practice. So where are football teams right now, Coach, as far as their stage of practice? Are they working out? Are they actually practicing? And what are some of the restrictions now?
Sure. We have finished up the summer portion of the football practice schedule. So this last week was an IHSA dead week.
Mm-hmm.
No practices, no contact in that regard. So that means now as we head into this next week, Monday becomes that first official day of IHSA 2015 fall practices.
And it really becomes, I guess, probably, I don't know if summer practice wasn't mandatory, but I guess there's more emphasis for the kids to actually show up for these practices coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the point where, you know, we really got to start getting things in and getting things locked down and who's going to be where and, you know, what we're doing on all sides of the ball, special teams. Yeah, so this is time where it's, you know, summer you get a lot installed and skill development and fundamentals, but now it's time, hey, we got to get the team ready, obviously, to play. You know, that's going to be here soon.
You can actually get a gauge of your team now because, you know, throughout the summer, you're like you said off the air, you're having to deal with vacations and a lot of kids being gone, so attendance is kind of spotty. But now you can finally get a gauge of where your team is at and who's going to be playing where probably for the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a part of that summer practice is working around and being flexible with the different schedules. Of course, you've got vacations and then even the athletes playing other sports that might take them and traveling. And so now you get them all together and try to see how all those pieces fit and see what you can do. So
yeah, that's Pat Rentz, head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers. And joining us now on the telephone is head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, Coach Aaron Duff. Good morning, Duff.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. So we're sorry you couldn't make it into the studio this morning with Pat, but we understand things come up.
Yep. I'm actually in a vehicle right now heading up towards Peoria.
Okay.
I'm not too sorry, Coach Duff.
Well, you know, I figured I didn't know if Pat would make it to hole in his canoe or, you know,
I didn't have to row here, but I did consider it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I told these guys it's probably not a good idea to get you and I both in the same studio.
Well, see, that's what we were hoping for. We were hoping
Pat called me last night, and I told him my boat was out of, you know, I was out of commission. I couldn't make it.
So as Coach Rentz was just telling us, Duffy, that this last week was kind of a down week as far as practice and everything, and you're ready to get going here right off the bat on Monday, right?
Yep. Right off the bat on Monday, go back to helmets only, which is just crazy because we've been in helmet shoulder pads all summer. So you know, I understand the acclimatization, whatever they call it now, policy, but. It sort of restricts you when we start going home and only, you know, what you can do and what you get done, but we'll just go with what they say.
And, you know, we obviously hear about that a lot from the professional and from the college aspect about how frustrating it can be playing with the lack of pads. What's it like at the high school level, you know, with the new restrictions coming down where you can only have so much padding during practices?
Yeah, it restricts you. So, I mean, that's why you got to get a lot done in the summers now. It's just, you know, it puts a lot more pressure on you to do a lot more work in the summer. We have to require the kids to be there more. You know, because now we got to go helmets only for a couple days and 3 days of helmet shoulder pads. And you know, then Saturday, the first day of full pad. So you got to sort of structure some things different and do a lot in the summer.
So you're basically taking a step backwards now that practice is officially here, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, we were doing more in our, you know, at the end of July in our two-week camp, helmet, shoulder pads, doing what you can hitting-wise with that. Now, these first 2 days, you're in helmets only. Sort of, you are taking a step back.
It's just odd.
Yeah.
But yes, it is.
And what I find odd is that, you know, and of course, the IHSA is, they've got to play the political thing here, right? Yeah. I mean, they have to they have to watch out for themselves and make sure they do what they can to promote safety. But if you've been in pads and shoulder pads and helmets for the summer, why would you, you know, it just seems seems odd.
It's frustrating times, but I understand it. Like you said, you know, you do have to, you know, you want to take care of the kids, you do. The heat and all that, you want to make sure everybody's safe and hydrated and all that, but it does get frustrating whenever you have this short amount of time to get ready. We play on August 28th.
But, Pat, you guys are all about taking care of the kids in the summer.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, and Coach Duff would probably agree, I think the challenge now for a football coach is, you know, safety is a top concern, but we also have a responsibility to make sure the guys are ready to play come Friday night, and Friday night we don't play in just helmets. We don't play in just helmets and shoulder pads. We're in full pads live tackling. And at some point, as a coach, you have to make sure that your guys are ready to play and they know how to play that way.
Because there is a risk factor if you're not ready to go with all the knowledge that's necessary when the season opens up. There, you know, that in itself is a risk
Absolutely.
Factor.
Absolutely.
So.
Definitely. I agree with Pat 100% on that. We're expecting these kids to go full go August 28th, but yet we have all these restrictions. And you know, one of the, I don't consider myself old school. I guess I'm getting old now, but one of my beliefs is, you know, to get kids ready, you're going to do some hitting in practice. You're going to get them conditioned, ready to go. But now, you know, you're restricting even the amount of hitting you can do in a week.
Is this something that might be altered in the future, or do you think you're basically stuck with this for a while?
Oh, I think we're stuck with it. You know, with transform, I think it'll even get more. I think it'll even have more restrictions as it goes on.
Yep, I would agree.
It's interesting. Of course, ultimately, safety is the overriding factor here. But you know, the season is so close now. It just seems hard to fathom that you're actually taking
a
step back.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. As coaches, it's got to be a frustrating situation.
Well, I think what you might now see is those first couple weeks might be a little bit of a readjustment or a learning process now where, okay, yeah, this is what live football's like again, which is kind of a bummer that you have to do that through the actual season.
Yeah.
But
because you only get 9 games.
Yeah.
But of course, everybody's in the same boat. You know, that's the thing. So everybody's in the same boat, so there's nobody's gaining one advantage or the other. So
correct.
Yeah, it's here to stay.
So, Coach Duff, how are the numbers this year at Hillsboro? Hello? Duffy? I think we lost him. He went down in a holler.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, you're back. You're back.
I'm back.
Terry was just asking how the numbers were at Hillsboro this year.
We got 60 total freshmen through senior. We got a very big freshman class. We have 28 freshmen out, and 32 sophomores through senior. So not bad, with especially, you know, today, it seems like, you know, you struggle with getting kids out for anything, especially, you know, getting them off the couch. So I'm happy with 60.
And obviously you're coming off a pretty big season last year in which you made your Hillsboro made the first postseason appearance since, I think, 2009, so something to hopefully build off of last year going into this season.
Yeah, you know, kids are excited about it. It was a good experience for those kids last year that are coming back again this year. You know, our whole backfield is going to be new. You know, those were pretty much our seniors last year. We've got a good core of linemen coming back. A couple young kids, you know, every year are going to have to step up and play in a couple key roles. But everything over the summer has gone really well. We went to a couple. I even went to a couple 7-on-7s, even though we run the football. You know, so we've had a good summer.
Yeah, and of course, obviously, the season didn't end the way you wanted it to last year, going out in the first round. But you ended up playing a very tough opponent, and one that ended up being the runner-up for the 3A state championship. Just tell us a little bit of what that was like playing against a team like Williamsville, especially a team that, you know, you obviously don't get to see because you only play South Central Conference teams throughout the regular season.
Oh, yeah, that was a great draw, wasn't it? That was awesome.
Yeah.
it was good to see, you know, see somebody different like that. It does make it a little more exciting, and I knew going in they were going to be the real deal, and that, you know, they proved to be that. You know, it's always a state championship game. But it's a good experience for the kids to see, you know, what it takes to get into the playoffs, and hopefully we can get back there this year.
Coach Duff, Coach Rentz, if you'll stand by, we need to get to a break. We'll come back and talk more football here on WSMI Sports Saturday. And WSMI Sports Saturday continues. Once again, we bring in Hillsborough High School football coach Aaron Duff, along with Coach Pat Rentz and WSMI's Dave Jenkins. Gentlemen, good to have you back, and thanks for sticking with us. And we were just talking about the numbers. Coach Duff, if you could, talk to us a little bit about some of the upperclassmen that you have coming back this year for the Hilltoppers.
Okay. Let's see. Senior-wise, returning for us at center and defensive line is Austin Graybo. He's going to be in our backfield this year. Played receiver last year. Caleb Jackson is a senior. We have also on the line J.T. Dergo. Nick Bruce, coming back out for football as a senior this year, is going to help us both sides of the ball, is Brad Tomazzoli. Junior-wise, we've got returners. We've got Stephen Trotter up on the line. We got Mitchell Reynolds coming back again. He's coming from tight end last year as a sophomore. Sutton Forrest could probably be our quarterback this year. Brock Boston also returns. He's a senior this year. He'll be moving from a guard to a fullback, which he's very happy about. I got to hold it over his head though. Every time if he drops a ball, doesn't practice, that you're looking more and more like a guard every day. So I pretty much got him under wraps this season. Another running back will probably be a mixture of some guys earn a spot. Devin Fenton, Gunnar Lentz, and be in the mix there. We have Jonathan McCaslin as a receiver returning. Our back, our line, we have a lot of returners at both offensive and defensive line. Linebacker, we had a couple returning guys. We got a good core returning, but our backfield's going to be a little new. They were all there last year, just were not in starting roles.
A new backfield though, and a good line can go a long way.
Oh yeah, you can have some different gentlemen in the backfield. We've got a good line up front.
Yeah.
So you're trying to build on success from last year, and with the numbers up around 60 at this point, you said from freshmen through seniors. Certainly, the Topper program is on the giddy up and go.
Hope so. We'd like to, you know, keep building and getting there. You know, it's just really weird these days, and I'm sure Pat knows. It's hard to count on a kid. You know, you got a guy comes out as a freshman that looks awesome. He may not be there the next year, or he comes back out as a senior and misses a couple years.
Yep, very true.
So it gets crazy at times, but if you can get some success going and get that attitude throughout the school, it helps a lot.
Coach Renz, how about you? You've got some upperclassmen coming back too.
Yeah, we have a little bit of an opposite sort of situation with returners. We're going to have a lot of new bodies on the line, guys that have played before, saw varsity action last year, but not necessarily all of them in starting roles. And then yet in the backfield is where we have kind of our returners. So, the returners we've got, of course, fullback Connor Simmons, fullback and middle linebacker, senior Alec Louie at running back and defensive back. Definitely he was in the mix as well last year. Zach Skinner, you know, backfield, also a senior this year. And then defensive back, also on the defensive side of the ball. The quarterback position of our backfield is the one big turnover. We had graduating senior Ryan Howard, who is now out of the program. So that's kind of been an open spot for competition this summer between incoming senior David Seabaugh and junior Billy Ringring. So that's kind of where we're at. And then on the line, we're probably heavily dominated by incoming juniors. So we're hopeful that that can be something, you know, kind of where Coach Duff is sitting this year. Next year, we'll hopefully be saying, yeah, we've got all these guys coming back on the line. So that's kind of exciting for us.
Pat, when you get some new guys coming into the line, are there a certain number of games that you expect certain things to happen and then all of a sudden it's supposed to click in, or is it just a process of just you're going to have to be patient?
Yeah, I think it's always something that you're going to have to be a little bit patient with. But, of course, you know, you don't want to give the message to them like, hey, okay, by week five, let's have this thing going. So, you know, I mean, you're challenging them and pushing them. Hey, we got to be ready week one. But you also know that there could be some growing pains with that as they grow as a group.
And as coaches, I think both of you guys would agree that a lot of times progress – you know, you'll have big jumps in progress, and then sometimes the progress is very incremental, very small at times. And a lot of times you just have to look. It may be tough to find some progress sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, especially those young guys. Yeah. You know, we tell the sophomores, hey, you're no longer a sophomore. You're a varsity football player. There is no sophomore anymore. But at the same time, as a coach, you know, there's going to be some growing pains there, and you do have to be patient with them, but at the same time, give them high expectations to reach for.
Yep.
Yeah, you become an upperclassman really quick.
Yeah.
Well, you almost have to. You almost have to, you know, because you want to be able to compete and hold on to your starting position, so you're going to have to step up. And I guess that's all part of, you know, growing up and one of the life lessons you learn. Which is, you know, a lot of people talk about sports, but sports is, you know, is just a different classroom.
Absolutely.
It's just a different type of setting where you still learn a lot of life lessons.
And I think for a lot of these young men, this is something that they've been excited about and something they've been looking forward to. So it's easy, in a sense that, I mean, if they didn't want to play, they you know wouldn't be here. As we've kind of discussed, so you've got a kid who this is what he's dreamt about. He wants to play Friday night football. So then it's just kind of our job to make sure he's prepared and to help push them along the way of, okay, now we know that this is what you want to do and be successful. Here's how to make that happen.
Yeah, especially in today's society, if you've got kids who show up for football practice, you know they want to be there.
Yeah,
you're going to do some work. It's not sitting on the couch anymore. You know, hang out playing video games. If they show up for football practice, you know they want to be there.
Yeah, the word's out. They know what it's going to take.
So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And about making that commitment. So, and of course, you know, the kids have to commit to you, but you also have to commit to the kids as well.
Definitely. Definitely. The kids got to know the coach is there, they're interested in them, too.
And it goes beyond, doesn't it go beyond, as a head coach, doesn't it go beyond just teaching football?
I would totally agree with that. I mean, in our program, we emphasize a lot. We want our young men to live championship lives outside of, you know, the field of football competition. So the cool thing is we get to teach that through football, which, you know, of course, as a football coach, I love football. But it's the ability to use the game, the sport, the competition to address those character needs of discipline and trust and sacrifice and respect. And, you know, that's really where you start to see some development where you say, hey, you know what, we're building something here that goes just beyond, you know, what the scoreboard says, or, you know, and I think that can be very rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with everything. It's awesome to see a kid mature and grow up. I mean, there's countless times at the end of a practice or a game, and, you know, you make points to kids about life situations, like, you know, if it's fourth quarter, you decide, hey, either I'm going to do this or not. You know, you connect that to, hey, I'm in the workforce. I have a job. It's tough. Am I going to, you know, continue to work hard? You know, football is just a great sport as far as that goes.
And Duffy, I suspect there are people that have come back to you and said, Coach, I remember some of this stuff from football, and now here I am an adult and, you know, married, have kids, and, boy, you were right.
Yeah, That happened to me just the other day. I was walking through Walmart and had a kid come up to me. It was this kid that I coached when I was in Greenville, actually. And he goes, you know what? You remember telling me this? And I don't remember telling me what they told me. But he goes, my God, you were right.
But doesn't that give you a great feeling, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, when those 16, 17-year-old kids think they know everything and then they come back when they're 26, well, first of all, it makes you feel really old. But then when they tell you, hey, you were right, I really appreciate that, it does make you feel good.
What is it about football coaches, and in particular, the game of football, with the new, there's such an excitement around it every year, every fall. And there are other sports that start in the fall as well. But football really has this stranglehold on America.
Yeah, I hope it stays that way, too. I love the game. And like Pat said, the game can teach kids more than just, playing a game of football, scoring a touchdown here and there. So I just, there's something about it, and I love it. And I hope it stays a focus.
I think some of the cool aspects of the game, football is so team-driven. It can't be dominated by just one talented athlete. You really have to get, those 11 guys out on the field have to be executing together in rhythm. And, and what we've kind of alluded to already in the discussion, it's a tough sport. Mm-hmm. And it requires a lot of hard work. And I think as fans and as spectators and as a community, we recognize that. And that's part of what makes it so enjoyable is you say, man, these guys have put in a lot of work. It is not easy doing what they're out there trying to do. And I think that's partially what makes it so fun.
Isn't that kind of the American spirit, so to speak?
Sure.
Tough, gritty, hard work.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pat hit it right on the head there. I mean, it's a team thing, and you can get that bond between guys and they believe in each other. It's something special. It can make I'll take a group of guys that aren't the most talented guys in the world, but they believe in each other and work hard, and you can do a lot with those guys.
Yep. Right.
And I've contended for years that there are times that coaches have terrific athletes, but they don't have a team. At least they don't play like a team.
They've got a group of individuals.
There you go. But then there are times that you have kids that maybe are not the greatest athletes, but they work their butts off and play as a team, and those are the guys that really succeed.
Yep.
Yes, I'd go to war with those kind of guys any day, and if you can get that teamwork, that chemistry, it goes a long way for you.
Well, and we've talked about this with other coaches in other sports, but I would imagine you both also encourage your players to participate in other sports other than football too, because we probably don't get to talk about it a lot with you guys during football season because it's the first sport of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would still imagine you guys are preaching to your kids to be a multi-sport athlete.
I want them to be. They need to be. These kids don't realize they have 4 years of high school. That's it. You get those 4 years, do everything you can, participate in everything.
Yeah, and you start to build the trust with your teammates. You play basketball or you wrestle or you run track with those same guys, and you say, hey, I know this guy's got my back. We've done, X amount of sports together, all these games. We've learned how to compete. We've learned how to interact and push one another. And that benefits everybody, all sports.
The confidence factor, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is probably what you're talking about.
The schools our size and in our area of the state, we need all those kids participating in all those sports, for all the other sports to succeed as well.
Yeah.
We need to share the athletes, and they all need to participate in everything.
Plus, you get to use different skill sets, which will eventually benefit the football program.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'd love to have all of our linemen out for wrestling. Teaches a lot of leverage and everything like that for you. They need to be participating. And I've had college coaches call me before and talk about guys, and one of the first questions they ask me, what other sports do they play? They want those kids to be well-rounded athletes.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Look at the Ohio State team that just won the national championship. 90% of their other players were multi-sport athletes in high school.
Yeah. Very, very important. This is Sports Saturday. We have Coach Aaron Duff from Hillsboro, Coach Pat Schrentz from Litchfield High School in studio with us. We need to get to another break. Duffy, can you stick around for just a few more minutes, my friend?
Yeah.
All righty. We'll come back with more on Sports Saturday right after this. WSMI's Dave Jenkins, along with Pat Rentz, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panther football team, and Aaron Duff from the Hillsboro High School football team. And as we get ready to start the season here in about 3 weeks, let's talk a little bit about the South Central Conference, guys. Going to be an interesting year in the South Central, I suspect.
Yeah, it's got to be really interesting, especially considering the amount of turnover conference-wide that there is. Just talk a little bit about that, each of you.
Coach Duff, you want to start?
Sure, go ahead.
I think that was a lob back to you,
that's,
Pat.
That's right. Well, I think you see some of the programs that have been at the top of the standings the last few years. They have now graduated a lot of that talent. Just if you're looking at that last two-year window. So I think that certainly makes things exciting for that top half of the conference of, hey, guys, it's up for grabs. Of course, Greenville's sitting at top, and they've been there for a while. And they're graduating a very, very talented quarterback, very talented wide receiver, and then a host of other skill guys and linemen that complemented those core guys. But at the same time, these last few years, I remember sitting here 3-4 years ago thinking the same thing. Oh, they're graduating a lot, and they reload and reload. So, you feel like that there's a window there for competition at the top of the conference. I think Roxana is going to be sitting there ready to fight for that top spot. So that's something that I'm kind of, looking forward to seeing how that kind of shakes out.
Sure. Duffy, how about your view on the conference this year?
I don't know. This is one of the years I really don't know. I think, you still got to give a nod to the guys who've been competing up there.
Yep.
Like Pat said, Greenville. Roxana came out this year and looked really good. Coach Key's done a good job. I think, Carnaville's going to be up there again. I think Vandalia's going to be up there. They got some good guys returning from last year. They also made the playoffs. So, I really don't know. I think it's going to be a toss-up, like Pat said, and I look forward to it. It's going to make it a lot more exciting.
Well, and plus, Duff, you begin the season with a team in Southwestern, and I think their head coach, he's only in his second year. Plus, they graduated a lot of their players last year, so that just adds to the mystery of what's going to go on in week one in your game.
Yeah, I have no idea. I hate week one. I really do. I mean, you have a turnover, you have penalties, you got I think Piasol, their head coach, is doing a great job. I think they'll have a lot of guys out. So I really don't know what to expect week one. I expect a really good football game, and I know we don't have to get on bus and go to Piasol this year. That's a really good thing about that.
That's positive.
Although, and then the Purple Panthers will be heading to Greenville to take on the Comets.
Heading to Greenville, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard people have been telling me all summer, oh, Greenville's taking a step back, they're losing a little bit, and of course my response is, well, yeah, isn't that the only way to go when you're 9-0? I mean, what does that mean? You're 8-1 now. I mean, so and man, we have a lot of respect for that for the Greenville staff and their program. So we going into that game, guys, we got to be ready. It's going to be a challenge, and we better be firing on all cylinders if we want to be competitive in that game.
And I think right off the bat, the first game of the season in particular, you cannot have the deer in the headlights syndrome because that oftentimes could set the tone not only for a game but maybe for the season.
Yep. Pat's got to go down and play Greenville. They've been on top of the conference week one. You can't go in there and just say, we're giving it to them. They're the best team the past several years because you never know what can happen in a high school football game.
Yeah, from our just short history, last couple of years, we've had a taste of both kind of outcomes with Greenville. Yeah. We've gone there ready to stick it to them, ready for the challenge, knowing we have to be playing at our best. And, man, we found ourselves in an exciting game, and we were competing with Greenville, and it was exciting.
Well, and that being said, both Hillsboro and Litchfield have played really well against Greenville the last couple of years, and against obviously some really good players, so the fact that they're losing what they are and you guys have played them really well, that's got to inspire confidence on both your teams.
Sure, I think
so. Yeah.
We have also had the other side of the coin where I don't think we came in ready to compete and challenge Greenville, and you know it can go one or two ways. But yeah, I think you hopefully try to build off that confidence of, hey, we need to go out and compete against everybody. Doesn't matter who we're playing. Now, you know, coaches say a lot of things that don't always stick with the players. You hope that's something that that message becomes their message, not just the coach's message, that they can be ready to transfer that to Friday night.
But as coaches, you know, if Greenville's been on top of the conference for all these years, do you really have to say much to get your team up for a game against Greenville? Duffy?
No. The kids know. And they actually get a little more pumped up because they want to go accept that challenge and show everybody, hey, we can do it. Came out against them last year here at home, and you know, we had 3 100-yard rushers in a game. Was winning at halftime, looking really good, and they just had a few more athletes we did, and finally got us. No, but we built some confidence off that from that game, and showed the kids, hey, we can compete with anybody if we want to. So, you know, then again, like I said, high school kids, you never know.
That's what makes your job interesting, right? And causes gray hair.
Oh, yeah.
As an athlete, though, you really do. I mean, isn't that the dream? You want to go show what you can do, and what better way to do that than, you know, against the Greenvilles of the world or the Carlinvilles, these perennial powerhouses. You know, that's a chance to really show what you're made of, and it's exciting.
Well, I always kind of think along the terms that if you can't get up for a game against a Greenville or a Carlinville, you probably shouldn't be participating in the sport.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you know, there's even as broadcasters, we look forward to these games. I mean, we thoroughly enjoy seeing these matchups on a weekly basis, and you know, it's just an exciting thing. So, you know, getting pumped up for one of the top teams shouldn't be a problem, I wouldn't think. So,
you know, Coach Duff, you can probably back me up on this. I mean, when you get to a Friday night game, I mean, after practices and after the summer season, Friday nights, yeah, that really is the excitement. And you really don't have to do too much prodding to the guy. I mean, they're ready to go. And you know, that, and I think we all get a little bit of an adrenaline rush off that Friday night experience. But the guys especially who get to go out and play and compete, that's where the fun is.
Oh, yeah, I spoke, you know, I'm in the locker room with the guys watching them get ready and prepared, and you don't have to say too much. You hope you don't have to say too much, and they're ready to go. But it's to this day, you know, I'm 43 now, I still get excited, and I want to put the pads back on a Friday night with them.
Yeah.
I just realized the next day I'd be probably in the hospital.
Leave that to your assistants.
I tell you what, it, like I say, you know, Friday Night Live still gets you excited. There's nothing like it, and like we've talked about, this game teaches you so much more than just the game of football. I love it.
And a little bit more on just like the fact that because there's so much unknown and with the turnover and everything, I would imagine week one, as coaches, your biggest game plan is no penalties and no turnovers. Like, worry about your own team pretty much.
Yeah.
Week one, that's special team. I would add special teams with that in week one. Special teams, be prepared, no turnovers, and hopefully no penalties, and you've got a shot.
Yeah, you shoot to, and you get into that halftime, and you can make adjustments from there based on what you see the other team doing. You know, for Litchfield, we face Greenville right now. You know, Greenville has been stable, the coaching staff, the offensive philosophy, the defensive philosophy. So there's probably a little bit for us that we can prepare for and know what we're going to see. You know, Coach Duff at Hillsborough, seeing Piesaw's got a little bit of a different story there, where still a young coaching staff, a lot of turnover in the players. So there's probably more question marks there, but yeah, and you really want to go into every game saying, hey, first we got to make sure what we can do right, do it well, and we can adjust off what they do secondary.
And it doesn't make any difference what the sport is. If you do your game and you play your game well, you've got a shot.
Yeah.
Yep. Take care of yourself, do what you do well, and we've got a shot. Exactly right.
And how important does studying film become in this aspect too, when you've got what we've been talking about?
Well, going into week one, that's tough.
Well, right, right. Yeah.
But through the season, I mean, you know, the amount of film preparation and, you know, breaking down what the other team does schematically, offensively and defensively, you know, and I think most coaches would agree that that's part of the job that we enjoy. You know, if you didn't enjoy it, it'd be hard to be a coach because there is so much of that preparation. There's a lot to cover and try to get your guys ready for.
Oh, man, yes. I watch film to death, it seems like. I know, after that game, Friday night after the game, you're right there as soon as you get home. I'm watching film all day Saturday, Sunday, preparing. There's a lot to do in that short amount of time to get your kids ready.
And you'd be surprised at the amount of technology that has funneled all the way down to the high school level even. I mean, our kids are watching film online. As a coach, we can, you know, play John Madden and telestrate on the yeah, screen and write notes. And it's amazing, really, what they can do.
And you're trying to take advantage of every bit of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can monitor your kids now and tell how much they've watched film. I mean, it's amazing what technology has done and helped in that aspect.
Well, if people didn't like football, they wouldn't have developed the technology, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And that goes to show people like their football.
Yes, absolutely.
Guys, we need to get to another break. We're talking with Coach Aaron Duff from Hillsborough High School, Coach Pat Rentz, and Sports Saturday continues in just a moment. WSMI's Sports Saturday continues with WSMI's Dave Jenkins, Litchfield Coach Pat Rentz, and Aaron Duff, the head coach of the Hillsborough Hilltoppers. Duffy, do we need to send out a tap into your GPS to find out where in the heck you are?
Well, I don't know. I'm maybe in a part of Peoria. I need to start ducking in the vehicle. I'm getting worried here. My driver, Mike Cerruti, doesn't apparently know where he's going. He's blaming it on construction.
Oh.
So we have no idea where we're at right now.
Trust me, buddy. If you're not back in 2 weeks, we'll send out a posse, okay?
He says nice as we know where we're at, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, you are where you are, right? So right there you go.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're not driving well on the phone.
No, I'm not driving well on the phone.
Good deal. No.
Yeah, that was something Pat and I were wondering off air earlier in the show. But we're glad to hear that that's not the case.
You know, that would be
I'm not driving.
That would be illegal. So we don't want to encourage that sort of stuff. So
right, because we never do that. That's against the law. And
yes. Well, you never hold it up to your ear anyway. So
right.
Oh, my goodness. We're less than 3 weeks away from high school football season beginning. And, of course, we'll have our normal slew of high school football on the Tally broadcasting stations, and we're really looking forward to it. So as we get closer and closer to the beginning of the high school football season, and you've been working out all summer, what comes in now as far as practice is concerned? It's refining things, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I would say, like you said, now we're just going back to helmets. So we got to, kick up the special teams part of it, refine things that you've learned from the summer that we went over in camp. We will, bring some film in a little bit from last year and talk about what we might possibly see. Maybe, have to be prepared for every scenario. So, a lot of refining, I would say adding in the special teams a lot, working on that, and hopefully be prepared in 28.
I think most parents would probably agree football coaches could just continue to extend practice every day. You know, we always feel like we don't have enough time to get everything in. You know, the O-line coaches are always telling me we don't have enough time. We need more time with our indie drills and our installation with O-line. And I mean, just kind of a natural response of a football coach to feel like we could put more work in to get ready in this area of the competition, or, like coach is saying, special teams, that cannot be overlooked. It has such a huge impact on the game.
And doesn't it seem like in the big games or a playoff game, the special teams are the one aspect that sometimes in high school football get overlooked, but oftentimes a good special teams effort makes the difference.
Oh, it could change a game.
Yeah, wins
the
game for you.
Absolutely.
People don't realize it's a third of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, so you got to be prepared for it, and it can be the difference maker.
And, Coach Duff, running the football, has that offensive philosophy. Field position becomes so important that, you you don't want to allow their offense to have a short field every time they get the ball. You know, of course,
exactly.
that makes your job tough on defense. You know, you want to control the clock and run the clock and all those things, but special teams plays a huge part in that field position battle.
Yep.
Well, I mean, let's go ahead and talk about that a little bit. We spent plenty of time talking about, you know, the offenses of the South Central Conference over the last few years. Let's talk about how, you know, probably good and underrated the South Central defenses have been over the last few years. I mean, both your teams especially.
Yeah, Hillsboro's defense has obviously been kind of a powerhouse for years. You know, that's been a strong point of their team. And, you know, now they got that running game going. You know, obviously, I think Coach Duff would agree. He's enjoying the fruits of his defense there.
Yeah. It's, you know, we want to, like Pat said, we want to control the clock with running game, try to keep these other offenses off the field, and then hopefully you have a good enough defense to keep them off as well, three and out, and keep controlling that clock.
Yeah, you've got, I mean, Pena's defense. They've got athletes, kind of, you know, maybe an odd front 3-3 or stack, and they just got guys flying around. Coach Leip does a great job with those guys. Coach Hutch over at Greenville, of course, when they know they're going to put that many points on the board, then you see their defense become very aggressive, even to the
taking chances.
Taking chances, absolutely. But what a fun way to play defense,
yeah,
that we're going to pin our ears back and go, knowing that we're going to be aggressive and make some plays. We may give up a couple big plays, but we have faith that our offense can step up and back us up. Of course, Carlinville's defense, kind of in that same boat. You know, they put points on the board, and so they can be very, very aggressive on defense.
And a team like Staunton last year that didn't necessarily put a lot of points on the board, but they had probably one of the stingiest defenses in the conference.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. And, you know, there's been some turnover there as well. Coach Ogata, new head coach at Staunton. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops and what their offensive and defensive philosophies kind of become. Do they look similar to what we've seen in the past, or you know, what is going to be his stamp on the team? So that's kind of exciting for the South Central.
I think the South Central is going to surprise some people this year with football teams. Well, first and foremost, you just don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. In years past, you've had a pretty good idea of the teams that were going to be near the top and, you know, in playoff bound. But I think this year, this thing is wide open. This is crazy.
I agree.
Of course, Pat, you're no longer the newest coach, the new kid on the block in the conference. And Duffy, you're kind of now the elder statesman in the conference with so much of the turnover happening in the South Central. Only at 43, you're not an old guy, but you're one of the more...
You're not old, you're experienced.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I'm not the oldest guy. I mean, hey, like, Coach DeBrino. Coach DeBrino,
that's right,
Gillespie, yeah.
What's that going to be like going up against him again? Of course, I guess you just don't know with the players.
You just don't know, but I guarantee you, the guy knows football. You'll be playing some kids that are going to know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're going to know what they're doing. They're going to be flying around playing hard for them.
Yeah,
guys, we only got about 3 minutes left here. If I could just get a comment from you. High school football is a big part of Americana. What does it mean to you guys personally with the job that you have as head football coaches at the high schools you serve? Duffy, how about you first?
Okay. I think it's all about the kids. I take pride in, you know, seeing the kids grow up and have a good experience. And also, from being from Hillsboro, I just, you know, want to see community pride in it. And it's very important to me to have our guys succeed and get the community proud about it. I take special pride in that.
Yeah, kind of a similar story for me. You know, I'm from Litchfield, so kind of that same aspect of something that you're very proud of and honored to be a head coach at your hometown. But yet, you know.
And that's not easy to do. People don't realize it's not easy to do sometimes.
Oh, no. I was just getting ready to say that. Some of you guys, your friends, may not be anymore.
Yeah. It's not, but I think that's why you have that passion for it.
Yeah.
You know, that it's
right.
So it's very important to you as an individual. But like Coach said, it's about the kids. And you know, I, with our staff, we really try to emphasize we are not here just for scores and season records. You know, those things come and go. You know, I tell the kids all the time, I was fortunate enough to be a part of a winning season. But I'll ask them, hey, what was my record that year? What was the score week six? Nobody knows. You know, it's the memories you build. It's the life lessons and the character that you develop. That's how I think you measure a program in the long run. Is what did we teach these guys outside of football?
Well, as Coach Duff mentioned, and Duffy, when somebody came up to you just recently and mentioned to you that, hey, I remembered some of this stuff that you taught us back in football. That, I think, is what your goal is, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
Duffy, real quick, I want to know the question that everybody is wondering is, how are you going to replace Tobin Ott as the PA guy?
Very easily.
I think that's what,
tell you what
everybody's wondering.
That is a huge question. Tobin did a great job for us. I've actually talked to him a couple times, and he misses it. He's living it up down there in Florida. But he did a great job for us, and I don't know who it's going to be. I haven't heard yet. Put an application in.
Yeah. Well, there you go. If you're interested, there you go.
I recommend Aaron Duff. You could do both. Just have a mic, a wireless headless mic down there on the sideline.
The Fox sounds of the games, right?
It's a really high paying job from what I hear.
Duff uncensored at the high school games.
Oh my God. Guys, we're out of time. Aaron Duff, thank you very much, and good luck to the Hilltoppers this year. Coach Pat Rentz, same to you. Yeah. Good luck to
Thanks
the Purple Panthers. We are tickled to have you guys on Sports Saturday. Dave Jenkins, I think you're going to finish your vacation here for the next couple, 3 days.
Yep.
Enjoy your rest of your vacation. And we are out of time for Sports Saturday here on this Saturday morning. And, of course, our high school football broadcasts will begin coming up on Friday night, August the 28th, and we'll have a doubleheader for you on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. That's it for Sports Saturday. Stick around. We've got news on the hour from WSMI-FM 106.1, the station you can count on. Slight chance of rain today, high of 85. 30% chance of rain tonight, low 70. 79 at WSMI-FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough Carlinville, and Greenville.